Hello, beautiful people. How are you guys doing? Hope you're doing fine. Hope you're still staying safe because this corona issue is still ongoing and we are still hoping that it will finally come to an end very soon. And happy new month. Yay! We pray that this new month, that is May, may bring good things, may bring an end to this coronavirus. Amen. Amen. But seriously, happy new month to you guys and to people who have birthdays today. I want to say shout out. Happy birthday to you all. And for everybody that this is your birth month, welcome to your birth month. And a big, big, big happy birthday to you guys in advance. All right. Welcome back to another episode. Okay, so last episode, we talked about reactions after a breakup. And I actually got so many reactions and so many comments from people. Thank you very much for your comments. Please keep them coming in. Yeah, some people were like, most times, they just move on after a breakup and it's as if nothing happened. Why some people even say, it's as if... Okay, no, some people actually were of the opinion that it depends on the kind of energy or depend on how much energy they put in the relationship before it will determine how their reaction is going to be. Just like I said, that is how my own is to depend on how I like the person or yeah, how much energy and all of that. Yes, and naturally, someone actually said he cried at night at one particular breakup, but the next day he bounced back. Okay, that's a very good just one day cry and just dust your shoulder and you're like, ah, man, I'm done. Everything I've passed. But it's actually very good though. And one person, like, I don't know, the person was like, after the whole breakup, you know, when you have to pray and then you're like asking God, is this feeling actually love? Or if it's not love, like, is it just a feeling? Yeah, I think I actually did that once where I had to pray and I was like, God, should be this thing was supposed to be love? Why didn't I end? Yeah, some people can also have that kind of reaction during a breakup. But wait, so wait first. Let me just tell people. Should be serious with that. I still do jogging. Ah, hey. I caught cap for you guys. People have tried. That thing is hard. That's why I decided to go and jog today. And seriously, my whole body aches. Hey, don't come and look at me and say, hey, I'm a very fat person. I am not fat, you know. I'm just trying to keep fit and, you know, the immune system to be very strong in this period. It's not as if I'm fat. I'm trying to reduce weight. I'm not fat. Thank you very much. If you like, roll your eyes at me. I am not fat. I was just, you know, trying to keep fit and burn some calories. And then I decided to jog this morning. Ah, my body is paining me. I'm not even well. People that used to jog every day, wear on SAS, wear on mass. You guys are really, really trying. That's it. It's not easy. Ah, but don't worry. I will not give up all because I'm trying to keep fit. So I may or I may not continue. I don't know yet. But I hope I get the grace to continue. All right. Today's gist is TV series or movie. So initially, some people used to confuse that everything is all is supposed to be known as a movie, but the one is seasonal movie and all of that. So I decided to just browse about it, ask Uncle Google, and then TV series are actually different from movie. TV series are based on concepts that sell at the moment. Why movie actually talks about different things and they are very creative. A movie can run from 2 to 3 hours, but TV series do not have any time schedule. Like, they can run for a very, very long time. They don't have any particular time schedule. So tell me, do you prefer TV series or do you prefer movie? Are you a movie person or are you a TV series person? For me, though, most times, I feel... movies, let's just watch it, and then the end. But some people I know, they want to just, you know, keep on watching for a long time. Why some people are just, let's just watch it, let everything just end. We know that I've seen the whole story, it has ended. But I definitely prefer movies to TV series. Though if I should start a TV series, I know I'm like a diehard fan. Yes, I will watch and watch and watch and watch to the very end, no matter how many seasons it has. That's if I like the series, though. So I can also be a TV series person sometimes, and I can also be a movie person most of the time. But I know I am a movie freak, so I am more of a movie person than a TV series person. Mm-hmm, yeah, but some people will want to carry their popcorn, sit down, let's watch this film. That's it. But some people, they want to be buying popcorn every day to be watching the TV series for as long as it lasts. I know I'm calling popcorn and somebody is smiling. Don't worry. Even if it's a TV series or a movie, you can use popcorn for it. But when it comes to TV series, you have to be buying plenty of popcorn, because every episode that you are watching in every season, you have to be using popcorn. But if it's a movie, just buy one popcorn and everything has finished. So tell me, people, are you a TV series person and why do you prefer TV series? Or are you a movie person and why do you prefer movie? I think I prefer movies because I cannot come and be following something most of the time. And then some TV series can just be extending the storyline and then it gets boring at the end of the day. Take, for example, Supernatural. I don't know how many of you know that TV series, but that TV series, Supernatural, has been going on for I don't know how many years. And I don't know if anybody still watched the series. But I actually started the series, as I said, then when I was in, like, I think junior school or something. Yeah, I started watching the TV series, but at the end of the day, I had to stop. It was too long now. This is reaching season 30, if I'm not mistaken. It was becoming too much. So most times, I think some people don't watch TV series because it gets boring at the end of the day. That's my own opinion, Shao. I cannot come and be watching something that people will not just end something. The story keeps going on, and then it becomes boring. So movie, you just watch it, that you know that, okay, that's finished. But one thing that I like with TV series, it has more suspense. In one episode, I'll just show you one thing, then they will not stop. You'll not be like, let me watch the next episode. Let me see what will happen in here. TV series have more suspense than movies. I know I'm very good like that. No, seriously, but I feel TV series have movies. Somebody is looking at me like, movie to have suspense. Yes, movies to have suspense, but to me, yo, I feel a TV series has more suspense than movies. Movie may not really, at least you shall know that, okay, if you keep on watching, this will happen. But TV series, you have to wait a little longer, especially when the episode is not going to come out for a very long time, or they finish a particular season with one very big suspense. The way Game of Thrones, for those of you that know Game of Thrones, the way they finished season 7, it was so much suspense, and then we had to wait for like 2 years for another season to come out for me to know what happened next or what is going to happen next. So you see now that TV series has more suspense feel than movies. But nevertheless, please do tell me what you think. Are you a TV series or you're a movie person? Thank you very much for listening. And please drop your comments after listening. And you can also give suggestions on things you want me to talk about. Yes, I'm open to any suggestion. Tell me what you want us to talk about. Tell me what you want to know more about. Yes, I'm open to any suggestion. Thank you very much. Please stay tuned for our next episode. It promised to be very, very interesting, as we'll be having the guest to gist about it. Yay, somebody is excited. Somebody is smiling for me. Yes, it's going to be very interesting because we are going to be having a guest on our next episode. Don't forget to stay safe, live healthy, keep reading, spread the gospel of the podcast. Thank you very much. And remember, I love you guys. Mwah. Bye.